And now I need to talk about my favorite, one of my favorite subjects, and that's salespeople. See, 5% of the population are the good salespeople, 95% are non-salespeople. Now, folks, this is all about understanding, because most people don't understand this business, and they don't understand a lot of these things that you're hearing today because nobody ever explained it to them before. But I'll tell you something kind of interesting. Most people coming into all these different network marketing companies, and there's a lot of them, for some reason are looking for their prospects in this 5% pool of salespeople. Now, since that's what's happening, you sponsor a salesperson tomorrow, within 30 to 60 days, someone from another company coming along talking to your new person saying, hey, why don't you do this program too? Hey, why don't you do this program too? And before you know it, your new person is trying to build a business in 3-4 different companies. We know that doesn't work. Now, we got rich teaching our people to work with the non-sales types, the 95%. Think about it, because it makes a lot of sense. There are more of them to talk to, and there's no competition there because everybody else is tripping over themselves for the 5%. But now listen to this. This is kind of interesting. Why would a person go out and look for the type of person who historically in our industry has had the least chance of making it? Think about that. Salespeople historically have had the least chance of making it in this industry. Now, if you happen to be a salesperson, you're in the right room, okay? Because you can learn from this, because see, salespeople can be huge in this business, but they have to learn this business. See, there are network marketing companies and there are direct sales companies. The reason I turn like that to emphasize, they are different. They mix like oil and water. Most people don't know the difference. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. If you will tell everybody you have in your downline this, so if they should happen to sponsor a salesperson, they can pass it along so they can understand the difference between sales and network marketing. It's very simple. A salesperson, their whole life is about being recruited. Note the word recruited, by a sales manager to sell for the sales manager. So you recruit a salesperson into your company, you know what they're thinking? That person's thinking, I'm going to go out and recruit a bunch of people to sell for me. Folks, with that kind of thinking, they will never make it big in this business. We do not recruit people to sell for us. We sponsor people. Note the different word. We sponsor people so we can go to work for them. Completely opposite from what the salesperson is used to their whole life. So I sponsor this gentleman at the end of the line here, and he sponsors his friend. He goes to work for his friend. I also go to work for the friend. She sponsors her friend. She goes to work for her friend. He goes to work for her friend. I go to work for the friend. All the way down the line. So the deeper you go, the stronger it gets, because everybody progressively has one more person working for them. I have seen salespeople come into this business and over a period of a few months, literally recruit 100 or more people. But they're not but one or two levels deep in a few places. They have not duplicated themselves one time. See, this is a business about duplication. You are not duplicated in this business until the person that you sponsor is three levels deep. So if the thumb is myself and I sponsor Kathy, I am not duplicated with Kathy until Kathy is three levels deep, because she has to teach this person how to teach this person. No, that's complete when she's three levels deep. Most salespeople never duplicate, okay? And that, again, you can refer to napkin presentation number 4, where you know, to build that big building, you've got to dig the foundation. You can't just keep playing the act. See, salespeople, what they want to do, because they don't, again, they don't understand. Nobody explained it to them. They want to sign up 10 people their first month. And boy, you're all excited because you sponsor that person. You think you're going to get rich. The second month, they go sign up 10 more. The third month, they go get 10 more. Now they're losing the 10 from the first month. By the time you get to the 6 months, they're off looking for the next hot deal to sell. They will make more money than we will doing it our way in the first few months. But we'll go buy them like they're standing still in 6 months to 9 months, because if you do what I'm teaching you and you do the duplication, you play the game we call multiplication. They're playing the game we call adding and subtracting. Now, the biggest asset a salesperson has over the non-sales type is the ability to call on and meet strangers. But see, it's that asset that becomes the cause of their failure in the business, because they're just running around signing people up. They don't spend enough quality time with any one person to get the duplication process going. See, on the other hand, the non-sales types, it's uncomfortable for them to call on and meet strangers. So a non-sales type, they'll sponsor a few friends, then help them with their friends, and then help them with their friends, then help them with their friends. Starts off slower, but gains momentum. I want to say one sentence here, and the understanding this one sentence can drive your whole business. I already said it is uncomfortable for a non-sales type to call on and meet strangers, but here's the sentence. Anyone can meet a stranger if someone will introduce the stranger to them. Now, I'll get back to that towards the end of my presentation, and you'll see how powerful that is, but let me just repeat it here, that absolutely anyone can meet a stranger if someone will introduce the stranger to them. Now, understanding that, then you can break the business down to two simple sentences, what a person needs to do to be successful. The first one is you make a friend. Of course, if you don't have any, okay? The second one, you meet their friends, okay? Now, you can actually program your mind for success when you go to bed at night. Now, we have fun with this in Australia because down there, you know, they're counting a lot of sheep, about 60 million of them. So you got your head back in the pillow, you're trying to get to sleep. Instead of counting sheep, just say, I'm going to make a friend, I'm going to meet their friends. I'm going to make a friend, I'm going to meet their friends. Just keep saying it until you're asleep. Guess what you do the next day, folks? Say, and that's it. That's the whole business. Make a friend, meet their friends. Now, can I see the hands of the people here today who has ever had someone tell you that they don't have time to do this business?